So,
I suggest that you two tie down our companion for a moment while I wake these two up. So I tie those two up, and I slap them with a heel.
Okay.
So UMD check.
Yeah, I'm gonna name them Lori and Howard.
Okay. I heal. Let's do Lori first. Lori for 5 health.
She's conscious at 1 hit point.
Good. That's exactly where I want her.
Now, does he have the good sword on? Where does he have it on him?
Pretty much just on my back.
All right. I'm gonna
yeah.
try and steal it.
Okay.
I rolled a nat 1 on my perception, so let's just leave it at that.
I'm just watching from the darkness, going.
So I tap her on the head.
Sleight of hand from you.
Oh, sleight of hand. Okay, so.
So I tap her on the head, and it's like, so. Okay.
I want to deal with the sword.
I think the sword has a bit of a built-in alarm, aka it's loud as hell.
Yeah, I tend to put him in my tattoo if he gets loud.
All right.
You go in the
19.
What? Yeah. I think you've successfully picked up the sword, and the sword goes, "Wow, what are you doing?
Why are you taking the sword?
I want to talk to it. You haven't let me talk. Everyone's got to talk to the sword, but I haven't talked to the sword.
You could have just asked, but okay. Excuse me, I have someone to talk to. Hello.
Hi.
You and your friend are still alive. You are barely alive.
That's good.
So, I'll be perfectly honest. I'm not the best at talking to people. Does someone else want to help me out here?
Fine. I appear right out of the darkness walking towards them. They see this black figure.
She shrieks a little bit.
So.
The only part of me that isn't black is the silver star over half my face.
Does she know what that is?
She shrieks a little more.
I'll say, do you want to talk to me or do you want to talk to him?
I'll talk to you.
That's good. So, and I lean against the trident. So, you're just bandits, just getting around trying to get an easy buck, right?
We were drafted.
By whom?
Go on, you have my attention.
I'm standing behind him.
Commandron Voriak.
And where do we fight him?
Who is that?
Commandron Voriak. He's the leader of Gorgon's privateers, and he mostly recruits via press gang tactics.
Where do we find him?
I don't know.
Where were you when you were recruited?
About 2 leagues from here, west, by the Mossy Knoll.
First off, can I just double check to see if she was actually sensible to see if she's being honest about the
sure.
Oh, that 20 on that.
Yeah.
I'm also standing right behind
she's,
you.
She is terrified and is not trying to hide anything.
Perfect.
And it does not specify where they were recruited, merely the name of their commander.
By the way, is the...
your mission has been completed.
Yeah.
Am I really that terrifying to look at?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Considering that all they saw of you was the light, bright star suddenly appear, their friend get murdered, then it disappear.
And you're wearing a mask of Norg armor, and I figure that's a DC 10 check just to recognize his major holy symbol, one of the major gods. And she rolled a 10 on that knowledge check, and thought, oh god!
And the fact that you now see stepping out of the darkness when you saw your friends just disappear, fall at the edge.
So, were you here to kill us or capture us?
We were just looking for people to rob. We hadn't been having much luck.
Your luck seems to have been subpar right now.
You chose poorly.
You literally chose probably the worst people to rob.
My immediate commander, Lieutenant Felthrak, who is over there in 2 pieces, was a real hard ass. I don't suppose you could see your way to, like, letting us go and promise to reform and not rob people again?
I doubt you'll reform, but I really don't care if you rob people or not, as long as you just don't get in our way. I frankly don't give a damn about you, and I frankly don't give a damn about you now, just about the information you give.
I look at them, I go, just set them free and go, run.
Okay.
So tied up.
Set them free, I untie them.
Well, before you go,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, Howard can't run, he's still unconscious.
Yeah.
I kind of like letting them go, they're going to speak of us, and our renown will grow. And
but anyway, do you know what the Black Edifice is?
No. What's that? Yeah.
Sounds
at
like
at that
ex,
point, I tap Howard on the head. Oh, nat 20 on my UMD check. 7 health points, so he should be at, like, what, six?
Two or three or something. I don't know. He's conscious again.
Okay.
Very happy to be alive, and he and Lori make their escape.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pew!
Speak of this to those you come across.
I hope those two end up together. They seem nice.
and that's the first thing you said I agree with. They seem like a decent amount of people, just, you know, bandits. But they fought well enough.
Just bandits.
Okay. All right.
I disappeared back into the shadows again.
Well done.
Thank you, by the way. I do not approve of your tactics, but I do not deny the results.
So I have the sword.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a long
story. What do you
want? Hi. So, that life story you wanted to tell earlier?
Yeah.
There's no water around here. I want to hear it.
Does anybody have silence?
For the sword?
He would.
You have silence.
No, I chose to be invisible or see invisible.
That's pretty good.
That's probably
good.
Better.
But still, wait a minute. He starts talking.
Exactly.
And the kobold's like, why can't I hear anything?
Mm-hmm. You know,
actually, I have a question for the sword.
Okay,
hold on. Okay, he walks off. My character is not, as you can probably tell, he's not the best with the phrase
like
team player.
I would like a diplomacy check from Kid the Kobold.
All right.
Oh, God, I hope you roll a one. This would be funny as hell.
Not 20, and he's the most eloquent kobold who have ever lived.
Not 20.
No, not 20.
He is a very eloquent kobold right now.
I quite literally just ate my words.
What was your total, please?
21.
21.
You have diplomacy of 1.
Yup.
Trained, I think. Alright, okay.
I approve of this.
So, I was crafted by this organization called the Gatesmiths, an informal brotherhood of talented dwarves in the Riddleport's gas forges a few centuries ago. But there was a flaw in my forging, and they were unable to salvage me, so they chucked me out and started over. I don't know if they succeeded, but I wound up as a training blade in some stupid little school for paladins, and that's where Calcanides found me.
All right.
Mission complete.
Your mission was to get this sword to talk.
Yeah, I want to know where the person who hired me wanted to know where the swords were made.
You are so lucky you got that 20.
Uh-huh.
It's like
yeah.
When it really
also,
counted.
This point, I would like to remind you, I'm still drawing that map that
okay.
We're going through.
All right.
We got to come kiss. What if he's retied up and on a leash again?
Yes, I'm kind of assuming that she captured him and like tied him to a tree or something while you were busy interrogating bandits.
I still find it funny
and
how doing
this time.
No, essentially how I think it goes, like, okay, you hold him now. Like, but no. Okay, now you hold him. Okay.
All right, I'm done with this.
Honestly, the good character has been the one babysitting.
I'm the only good character here.
Exactly.
We appreciate your contribution.
I'm on the borderline of good.
You're chaotic good, goodish, chaotic
yeah.
Neutral,
chaotic
slightly
neutral.
Leaning towards
good.
Good
the other way. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm sort of like that.
Okay.
But yes.
All right. So,
if
you allow Calcamides.
Yep.
To resume his course.
Also, can we quickly do a quick once over the bandits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted to loot them.
Yes.
Okay. Loot. Let's see.
Did you leave the ones that are running with their cure light wounds?
What?
The two that are running away that you hope... You hope they get together. I hope they just, you know, speak tales of murderous death.
Lori and Howard booked it, and you did not specify you were taking their gear beforehand.
No, I actually want them to live.
Yes, so...
I really didn't care.
They don't have a gear. One more made it into the cave, which you discover is quite a large complex. It would probably take a long, long time to explore. Also, it was not part of this adventure.
Okay.
And another one booked it that way. So there are 4 bandits you could loot. And you discover that they had...
The Reaper of Reputation. You're trying to make a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Dibs on their bolts.
Yep. They each had A masterwork light mace.
I'll take one.
A masterwork sap.
I'll take one of those.
I'll take the sap.
I'll take a sap as well.
A regular medium-sized heavy crossbow with bolts.
Don't care.
Yeah, I'll just take the bolts.
You're good for bolts. Regular leather armor. And each of them had one Tanglefoot bag and one potion of cure light.
I'm taking the Tanglefoots.
And two were used against me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So it's only two Tanglefoot bags.
Dibs on Tanglefoot.
I take one. I have the potion of cure light that I caught from the guy that was trying to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any more cure potions? A cure light? Was it just the...
In addition... if you look around, you'll discover a camp nearby, and each of you gets 534 gold pieces.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
534?
Correct.
Well, this job accidentally paid.
My marks are normally a little bit higher, but it's a start.
All right.